Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. If you want to request a video topic, you can do so at the PayPal, Subscribestar, Bitcoin links down below. As for Amelia Clark, the lamestream media saying that online misogynists have descended to destroy her on Twitter. One guy posted a tweet where he said this, and I quote, LMAO, wow, Daenerys Targaryen didn't just hit the wall. She flew into it full speed on a dragon, unquote. And it received well over 30 million views. I guess the term the wall has now gone mainstream. We can see that as well with YouTube channels like Whatever, that are basically clones of Fresh and Fit. Although someone mentioned to me that it's more likely that this new channel with the white dude is like Elvis or Eminem, coming in and appropriating content that belongs to black culture. But that's a topic for another day. When I posted this image of Amelia Clark on Twitter, someone mentioned that she looked so bad because she had a brain aneurysm and had brain surgery twice. But here's a picture after her surgery, and you can clearly see she still looks pretty good after it. The way she looks now has nothing to do with her health. It has everything to do with the fact that she's turned 36 and not surgery that she had back in 2013. The so-called natural selfie she took was badly lit from above. You can clearly see her crow's feet as well around her eyes, and she obviously hit the wall at full speed. Her hair seems to be thinning out. Looks to me like the single mother of dragons has gone right from her 20s right into her 40s. People are saying that it's a natural look, but she's trying because you can clearly see that she's wearing mascara. What she should have done is use one of those TikTok de-aging filters. I'm predicting in the future most women are going to use digital makeup filters and youth filters to make themselves look as good as possible. Technology also has the potential to extend the careers of post-wall Hollywood actresses if they can get roles for 20-year-olds when they themselves are in their 30s or early 40s. I think we're about to get to the point where age no longer matters as much when you're an actor. The tragic thing is that Amelia says that after her two brain surgeries, a large amount of her brain is no longer usable, and quite a bit of it is missing. It got so bad that she couldn't remember her name at times. She has over 30 million followers on Instagram, and she gets quite a bit of attention. But as we all know, negativity brings more attention, and the photos she took where she looks great are not seen as much as the ones where she is seen as old and supposedly balding like Andrew Tate. Feminists think it's unfair that she has her looks being scrutinized on social media. This coming from the same media that shamed Leonardo DiCaprio and called him bloated. People are saying that other people are finding Amelia's natural aging alarming. In a way, they're right. But she won't have a career for much longer if she avoids getting any work done on her face. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key, if you want, through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype, for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to people hating me on Twitter for sharing a picture of her and saying that she hit the wall, Clown World show. There were tons of haters. One said that it's time to unfollow me because there's a fine line between canvassing for men's rights and being bitter. That I should just let her be because she has health issues. But when a man has health issues, oftentimes his wife divorces him because he's no longer the good provider that she married. Men don't get a free pass when it comes to health issues. But people on my Twitter feed seem to think that women should. Another person said there's no need to pass on such hateful comments because she's not hurting anyone. I never seen this much white knighting in the comments section ever. Someone impersonating me said that they're reporting my tweet for mocking people with medical problems, and that it's about time Twitter did something about me. Hashtag feminism, hashtag misogyny and hate. But of course hate speech is still free speech, don't you know? Even though hate speech is a made-up term for a speech that people hate and want to censor. I started posting actively on Twitter after Elon took it over, because it's one of the few places I feel free to post anything I find interesting. I can't wait to see what response I'll get when I post the picture of Amelia in my Memes of the Week segments. I can't wait to see the crazies start coming out. One guy says that once the makeup is off Amelia, it's all downhill. And I told him that she's actually wearing makeup. And then Bill basically said, oh my. Of course he did. I think that's about all I got to say on this particular case with Amelia. Now I want to discuss my thoughts on the future of the manosphere. I see two main directions going forward over the next 5 to 10 years. Number one, now that even Jordan Peterson acknowledges that sex robots with AI personalities are coming in the next 10 years, I think that means that the majority of men will be going their own way from women when there's a substitute. I used to think that men would want to interact with real women, but more guys...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
...than ever understanding that women don't love us the way that we love them. If you want to have your love reciprocated as a man, then either get a dog or a kid. Nature's done such a good job on us, making us believe that women feel the way that we feel. Eventually, most guys will choose the easy way out and have a sex bot on tap, ready at a moment's notice. It'll just become too much effort to swipe right on Tinder. It's all about ease and convenience when it comes to having one's orgasm. Most guys already look at spicy content on their phones. Imagine AI seeing which women you're most attracted to when it comes to adult content. and then taking an amalgamation of all your favorite girls and making someone unique and customizable for your tastes. AI would also be able to find all your personal interests and then program your virtual girlfriend to suggest new foods or travel based on what types of things you liked before. Or it might be able to have deep conversations about anything that you want. It won't nag you or have its period, although I'm sure that leftoids will want programmable periods on AI women, so the men don't objectify them. Or some other nonsense excuse to handicap the AI with the personality traits of real women. You know that men having an outlet for their sexual frustration using technology will mean men will no longer be in the friend zone nearly as much, and it's going to cause a mad scramble for women to find someone to talk to, a man to dump their negative emotions onto. Women need a man to drive slowly insane in order to remain sane themselves. How will the majority of men going their own way through technology impact the mental health of women? Women are already losing their minds over the passport bros phenomenon. They call men moving overseas to find women incels and creeps. Yet at the same time, they seem not to want those men to leave the country. Why is that? The secret, of course, is that if those men leave, they won't have as many options with regards to emotional male tampons. But they'll never admit that to men because they're deathly afraid of men figuring it out, and then starving women of attention and watching them self-destruct. Women will cope with their newfound isolation with box wine, antidepressants, overeating, and cats. Others will probably fight back against men by trying to prevent us from accessing such a technology, especially if they can't make any money from it. If the AI is a fake woman getting all the attention and resources that a real woman might get from a man. I've mentioned before that if you want women to accept sex bots and virtual sex, we have to allow the technology to project them into it instead of AI. That way they can still feel hopeful that there are simps out there to exploit. That's the way to get women to be happy with their own replacement, and not fight back against it. It's sort of the same mental state they enter when they sleep with chats, thinking that they're so beautiful and sexy that eventually one of them will fall for her. But most just go the wham-bam-thank-you-ma'am route. Meanwhile, the majority of men that use such technology won't pay to interact with the real woman, when a fake one treats them better and doesn't cost anything. The old-timers might have issues dealing with AI, but younger guys that grow up with it are not going to have a problem seeing it as a real person. They might go as far as not seeing a difference between real women and artificial ones. I've spoken to young teenage boys that want to have relationships with their phones, and Siri instead of a real woman. As for Amelia Clark, I couldn't believe the number of white knights and simps that came to her defense on my Twitter page. I think there are a lot of white knights out there that think that Game of Thrones ended on a high note or something. She's probably going to get some roles in films playing mothers in coming years, and then fade into obscurity and be known for playing the single mother of dragons one day. On the bright side, at least she hasn't had plastic surgery work like Madonna to try and desperately keep her looks. If I were Amelia, I'd at least use filters on Instagram to appear youthful, and maybe get a facelift and possibly a hair transplant if she's really losing her hair, or at the very least take some decent selfies. Years ago, I did an interview with the Canadian fashion reporting legend Jeannie Becker from City TV. She was up there in age in her 60s, but was still grilling me out on the lighting, which was making her look bad. Of course, I couldn't control the warehouse lights that we were in, and I knew exactly what she meant, and I found the best place with the most diffused light. I had to make a compromise. I fixed it in post, and she was happy because there are ways to create what amounts to artificial light sources in Adobe Premiere Pro to get rid of the shadows. She was surprised and happy that I was able to pull that off, and didn't realize that editing software had gotten to that point. I believe that Amelia Clark is responsible for the attacks on her, because she took her selfie with a pod light above her. Of course, she hit the wall a long time before that, but you'd think that in this day and age, she'd pay someone to edit and curate her social media posts. Someone to do quality assurance, of course. Odds are Hollywood executives are following her posts, and when how she looks gets to them, it's probably going to limit the roles that she gets in the future. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that no one wants to smash Amelia Clark, unless she gets Botox and a wig. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the post-wall Hollywood starlets that are too stupid to understand how important lighting is away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.